think the sun won't shine. In case you don't know, but the word of God is true, and everything he's promised, he will do it for you. That's the reason I say, Jesus in the eyes of the world, no. Above him there's no other.
A little delay, but we are working on getting our guests to join us as soon as possible, so please just stay tuned.
Lifting up their hands, they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. When we receive a word from the Lord, our answer should be, amen. Let the church say, amen.
Okay, let's see. Okay, well, ladies and gentlemen. All right. Awesome. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. This is a special broadcast this morning. We're focusing today, this morning, on the Dutch slavery past. And we have a special guest who would be with us. One second. I'm muted. So let me quickly give an introduction so we'll be on our way. On July the 1st, 2023, we celebrated here in Holland the abolition of the slave trade. We call it Ketikoti. And it was done at the Oosterpark in Amsterdam. The king, King William Alexander, was in attendance, and he gave a speech, and he apologized for, on behalf of the Dutch state and also the royal family, for their role in the past during the slavery. There are also a couple of activities scheduled to take place the course of the year, all in connection with the abolition of slavery. And Southeast District is also specially connected with the slavery past due to the fact that the diverse numbers of people from the former colonies who are here, who are living here in Southeast. And so this whole issue resonates well with all of these people. And this morning we have a guest who is of a Suriname origin and ancestry. And she is able to relate very well to this matter too. In her portfolio, she's responsible for diversity and anti-discrimination, and this places her squarely in charge of slavery past related matters. And so on this note, we'd like to welcome Miss Fahisa Miskin. Welcome this morning.
Thank you for the invitation.
Yes. You're muted. Yes, sorry.
So what is it about your ancestry that make you passionate about the slavery past of this country?
Excuse me?
Yeah, what is it about your ancestry or roots that make you passionate about the slavery past of this country?
Ooh, this is a good question. Well, I guess there are two answers. First of all, I am in charge of the developments regarding the slave trade past of the Netherlands here in Amsterdam Southeast. So this means I have to be the voice for all of our inhabitants in Southeast who have a relationship with this slavery past. It means we are focusing on equity and not on equality. Mm-hmm. So this is an important thing to mention. And as a child of immigrants, I grew up with this idea that especially Amsterdam has been built on the labor of my forefathers. So this means when I was a little child and we visited the center of Amsterdam, my parents would tell me stories about the slavery past, showing me items and signs where you can notice this richness of Amsterdam has a background in tears and forced labor. I am really happy and content that we are talking about this subject nationwide. Mm-hmm. I am really grateful for the King to speak out on this matter and to eventually apologize for the role, especially for the role of his family in this story. But I think we are just at the beginning. So this is the first step towards a Dutch society where all people are really equal.
Mm-hmm. You made a very important point in the beginning. You spoke about equity and equality. Mm-hmm. Do you mind clarifying the difference between the two?
So in the Netherlands, we are all equal. It says this in the Constitution, Article number 1.
Yeah.
But in reality, we face different challenges. Mm. Let's say my parents don't have vermogen.
Yeah, they have ability, assets or
assets. Yes. So this means when there are certain challenges in life, if your parents don't have assets, it means your challenge is a bigger challenge than someone whose parents have assets. Mm-hmm. And if we relate this to the past of slavery, it is because my forefathers were unable to grow assets. Mm. So we still live this inequity up until this day. Mm. This is a small example. And let's be honest, studies have shown that if you are a white male with a criminal past, mm-hmm. the chance for you to land a job interview is twice as big as for someone who looks like me.
Yeah.
So there are some challenges in the Netherlands present day that we need to face, and we need to be honest about the origin. The origin is from the slavery past.
Wow, amazing. Great answer. I love that. So after, let me take this one, then you can take it.
Okay.
After the king's and the prime minister's apology for the slavery pass, do you feel that this gesture is enough to effect healing and the true reconciliation between the descendants of the slaves and the former slave masters? Or does much more need to happen? And if so, what is that?
See, this apology, it did something to people in their heart, because this is the first time there is official recognition for the slavery past. So I guess the king put the first step towards healing.
Yes.
And now everyone has to take their responsibility to make sure we heal as a nation. If you talk about the inequity we just spoke about, let's say
Unequal chances on the job market, for example.
Or the job market, there are still so many steps to take. But it is really important that the king apologized, because now we are able to take further steps as a nation, and not only as descendants of slaves, but also the descendants of slave owners, because we don't talk about them much.
No.
We should talk about them more often.
Yeah, absolutely.
So how would you use your portfolio for diversity and anti-discrimination to help promote an equal and gender balanced Southeast?
On diversity and inclusion?
And anti-discrimination, yes. Your portfolio responsibility, how would you use that to promote a gender balanced society?
Yeah. See, what I try to do is not to see diversity as inclusion as a separate subject. So what I try to do is to put diversity and inclusion on every portfolio I own. So if we talk about the job market, we should have diversity and inclusion, but not only horizontal. We should work towards vertical diversity and inclusion, because I think this is something missing in Southeast. We all know when you walk into the building of a big company and you take the elevator, the higher you go, the less melanin we see. So this is something we need to address. We need to talk about it with the company owners, but we also need to talk to our inhabitants of Southeast. We need to talk about them. What is it that we can assist you with to gain these qualities the people on the highest lower need? So we need to connect these two worlds, because I believe all our children have the qualities to be successful. It's just a matter of asking them the right questions. What do they need for us to assist with so they can achieve these levels?
There's a question about, let's say, the school advice and how unfavorable that has been towards colored people. And that question actually was going to come up later. But is that not linked to the fact that maybe people who are, say, native Dutch and those who are descendants, I mean, of slaves who are here, I mean, because of the negative advice or unequal advice or positive advice that they get from school, it affects the direction in which they go and how far they can climb in a career, for example. So can you comment on that and what you think should change?
True. I should say upfront that education is in hands of my dearest colleague, Tanya Yatnanansing.
Okay.
But if we talk in regard to inequity, a lower school advice is a huge setback for children at a young age. And it means to gain their qualifications on high school or MBO or HBO or university, they have to take a longer path, which in my eyes is unnecessary. So this is something we need to address as a collective. So parents need to speak out. We, as the Dagelijks Bestuur of Southeast, need to speak out on this matter. But we need schools to acknowledge that what we see as a strength, they qualify as weakness. Because if I am a child living in poverty and I don't have access to 3 meals a day and I still do my tests well, yeah, how powerful am I as a child? So why is my situation at home seen as a weakness instead as a strength? Yeah.
Did they use one's background also in the part of the evaluation for school advice? Like if somebody comes from a home where you don't have three square meals a day, or you have you're from a single parent, does that roll up into the kind of advice you get?
This used to be the case, but a few years ago in the city council, they accepted a new rule where it says your background or the home visit the teacher does is not allowed to be integrated in the school advice.
Wow, I never knew this one.
Yeah, so it's not allowed anymore.
Wow. Well, listeners, if you are listening to this broadcast, you're welcome to give us a call on the studio line 020-737-1301. It's a special broadcast, usually beyond our normal broadcasting hours, but we're grateful to be having this discussion right now with Mr. Vahista. So if you're welcome to interrupt the call at any time, and we'll gladly take your questions. Okay, go ahead.
Yes, so the side B of this question, you've not answered it, please. So it is, how will you use your portfolio to help to promote equal and gender balance studies? So what are you doing right now?
Could you please repeat the question? I hear an echo.
Okay. Yes, how will you use your portfolio to make sure that diversity and anti-discrimination, your portfolio as a diversity minister or anti-discriminatory minister, to promote an equal and gender balance at least?
Yeah, so like I said before, I don't address diversity and inclusion as a separate subject. I try to include it in all my portfolios. If we talk about green, if we talk about public space, if we talk about the job market, but as well as our services towards young people, it is a subject I always talk about. So when we talk about green, I say, okay, in Southeast, we love green. It used to be a really green part of Amsterdam. Mm-hmm. And what we see now with all this new housing is that maybe in these new neighborhoods, the percentage of green is lower than we are used to. So I address this matter and I say, okay, if we have all these projects in the city center talking about green and adding more green to the neighborhoods, we should have these same projects in Southeast.
Yes.
So this is how I try to connect diversity and inclusion, because we are equal to any inhabitant of Amsterdam, citywide. So anything that happens in the city center, we should have access to.
Then I want to make reference to a quote regarding discrimination on the labor market. And the quote is, it says, "Why Mutten had momentum fast holding, though the router after the comma met fat letters after drucken." I don't know whether I spoke the Dutch well, but okay. So this is a quote from a briefing made by either you or the Douglas Bestu.
Mm-hmm.
So the question is, what is the space after the comma And how may that space be filled up?
See, the space behind the comma, it has not been defined yet. So this is an invitation to you and all your listeners. Yeah. If you have any ideas about how we should fill in this space after the comma, please contact me and give me your ideas. Because I am not going to... I am not going to fill in this space behind the comma on my own, because I am not alone in this story. We all have a relationship to the slavery past, and we should all be part of the solution. So this is an invitation to you and your listeners to contact me and share your ideas, because I see a lot of possibilities on the job market, on the housing market, in education, with stashes, but also how we see and design public space in Southeast. There are so many possibilities.
Yeah. So in the commemoration of the abolition of slavery, the plans which have been made for, I don't know whether it's only for this year, can you give us in broad outline some of the major things that are going to take place so that people can now fill in the spaces after the commerce with their many ideas and many projects and what have you?
Yeah, at July 1st, we started with Southeast Beseft.
Yeah.
As you know, we had a march going from Amstel Station towards the Oosterpark.
Yeah.
So we created this platform of Southeast bewoners from